There's that school bell. It's time for the Warren County Radio Bible School. And I am Bill Boyd, the superintendent of that radio Bible school. And you may call me the schoolmaster. And what I want to do is do like that schoolmaster we read about long ago and bring you to Christ. That's a schoolmaster we read about in the book of Galatians. And so I'm bringing these Bible lessons from the to us, and these are Sunday school lessons that were written many years ago by E.A. Elam. And we're currently looking at a Sunday school lesson he wrote for September the 2nd, 1923, on Paul the Apostle. And in our last class, we were reading about how Paul had seen the Lord on the way to Damascus, and then after he arrived in Damascus, he was baptized into Christ. And he was given that commission to carry the gospel to the Gentiles. And so Paul would call himself the apostle to the Gentiles, meaning one sent to the Gentiles. And in studying the great men and women of the Bible, we need to spend a little time now studying about the apostle Paul. And that's what we'll do in the class that is coming up. I want to remind you that the Warren County Radio Bible School is brought to you by the Church of Christ at Rock Cliff. Our meeting house is located between McMinnville and Biola at the foot of Ben Lomond Mountain, just across from Mount Zion Road. We have Sunday Bible study at 9 a.m., followed by worship at 10 a.m., Sunday evening worship at 6 p.m., and Wednesday evening Bible study at 7 p.m., and all are welcome to all of our assemblies. Now with that, let me return to this little old Sunday school book I have and begin to read to you from Elam's notes. And this Sunday school lesson has a geographical note about Damascus. You see, Damascus has the reputation of being probably the oldest city in the world. It is about 130 miles north from Jerusalem. In the days in which Elam rode in 1923, there was a railroad that connected it with Beirut, the city on the Mediterranean Sea. It is the capital of Syria and has about 150,000 inhabitants. Now remember, that's 1923. But his note said it has always been a great trade center. And its history in the Bible reaches from Genesis chapter 15 and verse 2 all the way to Paul's conversion. Now here's some points we need to consider about the Apostle Paul. Paul is one of the greatest characters, not just in the Bible, but in the world, if not the very greatest, except, of course, for Jesus of Nazareth. The time of Paul's birth is not known exactly. He was a young man when Stephen was stoned in Acts chapter 7 and verse 58. His father, although a Jew, enjoyed Roman citizenship, and Paul himself was free-born Roman citizen, being the son of his father. He was born in Tarsus of Cilicia, Acts 22 and verse 3, which was a city, which is, and therefore call himself a citizen of no mean city, Acts 21:39. The city was situated on the banks of the river Sindus, a navigable stream, and was famous for its Greek learning. Here, Paul learned the Greek language and the customs and manners of the Greeks. Here, he learned also the trade of tent making, and we read how that he sustained himself many times by reverting back to that trade, working with his own hands. It was a Jewish proverb that he who did not teach a son to trade did the same as to teach him to steal. J.W. McGarvey suggested that it was the goat's hair which was used in the manufacture of rude garments and tent cloth that was produced in great quantities in the mountains of Cilicia. Paul's family name is not given. There's no special reference that is made to his personal appearance, although some think, because his name, Paul, means small, that he was a man of small stature. His enemies sneeringly said, "His bodily presence is weak, and his speech of no account," 2 Corinthians 10 and verse 10. But Paul was logical, and in his own unique way, Paul was very eloquent. We first meet with him as Saul of Tarsus in the persecution and death of Stephen. Some of those of Cilicia disputed with Stephen, and on account of his learning, zeal, and earnestness, we readily infer that Paul, or Saul as he was called then, could have taken a leading part in that discussion. Before his conversion, and for some times afterward, he was called Saul. But he is first called Paul in Acts chapter 13 and verse 9. And why his name was changed to Paul, we do not certainly know. It's probable that Saul was his Hebrew name, and Paul his Roman name. Some think he received the name Paul from Sergius Paulus, the proconsul of the island of Cyprus, but it seems inconsistent with his humility and even with the spirit of Christianity that he would take the name of a ruler or of one of earth's great ones simply because he was instrumental in converting such. But little is said of his life up to his appearance as a persecutor of the church. But enough is said to give us an insight into his character then. He was an Israelite, circumcised the eighth day, of the tribe of Benjamin, a Hebrew of the Hebrews, and in religion a Pharisee of the strictest sect, Philippians chapter 3, verses 4 and 5. He was brought up in Jerusalem at the feet of the celebrated Gamaliel, Acts 22 and verse 3, and he was exceedingly zealous for the traditions and religion of the Jews. He profited in their religion above many his own age, Galatians 1, verses 13 and 14. He maintained always a good conscience and was blameless in the righteousness of the law, Philippians 3 and verse 6. He first appears as a persecutor of the church, consenting unto Stephen's death and taking an active part in it. He then made havoc of the church, imprisoning, beating, and persecuting unto death men and hapless women, Acts 22, verses 4 and 5, compelling some to blaspheme, being exceedingly mad. He persecuted them to foreign cities, Acts 24 and verse 11. This injurious, blasphemous persecution was committed in ignorance and unbelief. Toward the close of his life, Paul wrote a letter to a younger preacher named Timothy. And in 1 Timothy chapter 1, verses 12 through 14, Paul said, "I thank him that enabled me, even Christ Jesus our Lord, for that he counted me faithful, appointing me to his service, though I was before a blasphemer and a persecutor and injurious. Howbeit I obtained mercy, because I did it ignorantly in unbelief. And the grace of our Lord abounded exceedingly with faith and love which is in Christ Jesus." Paul was honest and conscientious in it. He thought he ought to do many things contrary to the name of Jesus of Nazareth, Acts 26 and verse 9. His ignorance, honesty, and conscientiousness did not change error into truth or make murder right. Neither did they destroy his guilt, although there were mitigating circumstances, and he intimates that he had done what he did knowingly and willfully, and there would have been no pardon for him. We read further that the strongest and ruling points in Paul's character was his conscientiousness and seeking the right, and his courage and zeal and self-sacrifice in doing what he conceived to be right at any cost and at all hazards, convinced that Jesus was the Messiah, he turned in self-sacrifice from all formal honor, station, and attainments, and counted them but refuge, that he might win Christ. We read in the book of Philippians, chapter 3, verses 7 through 11, "Howbeit what things were gained to me, these have I counted loss for Christ. Yea, verily, and I count all things to be but loss for the excellency of the knowledge of Christ Jesus my Lord, for whom I suffer the loss of all things, and do count them but refuge, that I may gain Christ, and be found in him, not having a righteousness of my own, even that which is of the law, but that which is through faith in Christ, the righteousness which is from God by faith, that I may know him and the power of his resurrection and the fellowship of his sufferings, being conformed unto his death, if by any means I might attain unto the resurrection of the dead." From the most noted enemy of the church, he was converted into the most laborious and self-sacrificing of the apostles. He did more than any other one man to carry the gospel into all the world, and he was the true missionary spirit. Now let's look at the notes for the text that we have for this lesson. And this is about Paul requesting to speak from the chapel stairs. We read in Acts chapter 22 and verse 3, where Paul said, "I am a Jew, born in Tarsus of Cilicia, but brought up in this city, at the feet of Gamaliel, instructed according to the strict manner of the law of our fathers, being zealous for God, as ye all are this day." On Paul's last visit to Jerusalem, the Jews lay hold on him, dragged him out of the temple, and began to beat him, and sought to kill him. When the news of this conduct of the Jews reached the chief captain of the Roman soldiers, he ran down upon them and rescued Paul. Two soldiers to whom Paul was bound bore him up the castle steps. We read about this in Acts chapter 21, verses 27 through 39. "And when the 7 days were almost complete, the Jews from Asia, when they saw him in the temple, stirred up all the multitude and laid hands on him, crying out, 'Men of Israel, help! This is the man that teacheth all men everywhere against the people and the law and this place. And moreover, he brought Greeks also into the temple and hath defiled this holy place.' For they had before seen him with him in the city Trophimus the Ephesian, whom they supposed that Paul had brought into the temple. And all the city was moved, and the people ran together, and they lay hold on Paul and dragged him out of the temple, and straightway the doors were shut. And as they were seeking to kill him, tidings came up to the chief captain of the band that was all Jerusalem in confusion. And forthwith he took soldiers and centurions and ran down upon them. And they, when they saw the chief captain and the soldiers, left off beating Paul. Then the chief captain came near and lay hold on him and commanded him to be bound with two chains and inquired who he was and what he had done. And someone shouted one thing and some another among the crowd. And when he could not know the certainty of the uproar, he commanded him to be brought to the castle. And when they came upon the stairs, so it was that he was borne of the soldiers for the violence of the crowd. For the multitude of the people followed after, crying, 'Away with him!' And as Paul was about to be brought into the castle, he said to the chief captain, 'May I say something unto thee?' And he said, 'Dost thou know Greek? Art thou not then that Egyptian who before these days stirred up sedition and led out into the wilderness 4,000 of the assassins? But Paul said, I am a Jew of Tarsus in Cilicia.